4ZYX, KQ4AIZ. 4ZYX, KQ4AIZ. KQ4AIZ, we're clear.
KIV and 4ZLK, just wanted to say hello again.
This is KQ4AIZ, and how are you doing this evening?
Last letter of Victor or a Zulu?
It is a Zulu.
All right, KIZ. I'm sorry, I believe I talked to you yesterday. Am I correct?
You are correct.
All right, Shane, my name is Shane here, and I'm very sorry, but I forgot your name.
And I am in West Union.
Union for some reason. All right, Chase. I just wanted to say hello. I heard you. I'm about at my next destination, so I'll let you go, but hope you have a good afternoon. Good to hear you on here again. So, let's see, KQ4AIZ from N4ZLK, 73, Chase.
Be safe. KQ4AIZ, we're clear.
Check set.
New microphone, it almost sounds like Dave, but so much better.
Now,
give you a hard time yesterday, but I was too busy to jump in. It did sound good. How are you doing today, Dave? N4ZLK.
I'm sure there's a repeater a little noisy. Yes, to what?
Both.
Like some atmospheric noise out there. I don't know if it's me or not.
It comes and goes for some reason. And it could have been my location, too.
No, I've been listening to this for a little bit. Yeah, but let's not go there. But yeah, I corrected the problem. It was at my end. When I got the radio back, I didn't realize that they brought all the adjustments up to factory. And I didn't realize the mic gain was all the way up on 10, but I backed it down to where it should be. So I should be, you should be hearing me just fine.
Beginning of that, yesterday, but I heard you when you were down to, you dropped it down to 3, and I thought it was a new microphone. Is that just the radio was reworked?
It's a new microphone for the radio. The stock mic, the little clip that holds in the RJ connector, had broken, so it wouldn't have stayed in. And they don't, I can't find that original mic anymore, so I was able to locate an HM152, which is a non-touch tone, doesn't have any up-down buttons or anything. It's just a condenser mic that you key up, seems to work quite well. And they, like I said, I didn't realize the mic gain was pumped all the way up. I had no idea, so I caught a little bit of flack for that, and I corrected it.
Good, and I just wanted to say hello. About the destination here. Good to hear you. Hope you have a great evening, and if I don't talk to you, good weekend. Starting after tomorrow. KB2HXS from N4ZLK.
Oh, I appreciate that, Shane. Thank you. And yeah, I don't take things personally, you know. Things happen, and you just gotta kind of roll with the punches sometimes. What are you going to do? All right, N4ZLK, excuse me. N4ZLK, KB2HXS. Have a good afternoon. I'll be around. I'll be in and out of here.
4QLG, KO4NUE. 4QLG, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KO4QLG.
Hey, what's going on, bud? You have a good day?
I'm pretty good so far. Just waiting on one more thing to happen.
What is it that's, I'm afraid to ask. You know what? Let me just move on. I don't want to know. What'd you do today?
Cut the grass, messed up the lawnmower, fixed the lawnmower, stuff like that.
Alright, well, you got the grass cut. Would you cut grass at your mama's or out of the shop?
And did the grass and chopper.
All right, well, listen, I'll give you a holler later. It sounds like you're busy. I just want to call and check on you, see how you're doing. I'll see how your day was. But, sounds like you're busy. So, I'll let you get on. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
Right, KO4 QLG, I'm clear too.
N4ZLK, KO4 NUE.
Hey, clear, KI4 DOS, partly cloudy at best.
Home in that Chevrolet yet? It ain't broke down on you, has it?
Lord, no. I'm sitting in downtown TR over here now.
Figured you'd be close to home by now, but, yeah, just, trying to get in touch with Shane, to remind him that today's Thursday, not Friday. He forgets he gets Thursdays and Fridays mixed up every now and then, so I'm just going to remind him today's Thursday.
A minute ago, we had to get out. He was at his next stop, so he'll be back in here in a minute.
Well, listen, I got my rotator in, and I think GPS probably delivered it while we was down there at the shop. But I got the rotator in and got the control box with it, so I am, I guess I'm ready to go. I guess I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yeah, you told me your rotator went out. What kind did you order?
I really like their control boxes. The high gains, I like the rotators. They're really nice. They're better than the Yaesu's, in my opinion. But I just can't stand the control boxes.
Yaesu makes a good rotator. I won't deny that. I've got high gain there at the house. It's I got the AM4 and the Chris has got the CD45. So I got two AM4s there at the house.
KO4 NUE, KN4 VWA.
Steve, hang on 1 second. So, Gary, this thing's got a funny looking adapter on the back of it. I guess it doesn't have the same connector on the control box as it does the gear rotor. But I'm looking in the schematics, and according to the schematics, there's two pins that's not used. Is that normal?
In a lot of cases.
KN4 VWA, KO4 NUE. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, don't mean to interrupt. I heard you on there and I needed to ask one quick question. Two questions. You get the 450G rotator?
Yeah, roger that.
You can't do any better. That's what I got at the top of my tower, and it's wheeling that big old Mosley around without any problems, and it's been in some pretty good winds, so you got a good one. I was not able to check in Monday night. Any word on Simplex with Lees?
Monday night, the next meeting is on the 26th, and we're going to do some, a couple of members won't, has requested some training on ohmmeter, how to use a volt ohmmeter. So we're gonna work with those on the 26th, and then we're gonna make a decision on Simplex with all the leaves and all, and we'll pump it out to email. So we'll give everybody about 2 weeks heads up.
Roger, roger. I was just trying to make sure I didn't miss anything. So, anyhow, appreciate you letting me break in. I'll let you two carry on. How you doing, Gary? And like I said, y'all carry on. KN4 VWA, I'm out. Clear.
Steve, I hope you're doing well. And I've got a AM4 up there, and I've got the Mosley, the 2-meter beam, the 440 beam, and a vertical on top of that. And that AM4 turns it real good, and all the winds we've had, I hadn't had any problems with it either. But that Yaesu is a good rotator.
JD.
4 DOS mobile.
A few minutes. I know this is changing the subject, but I just want to throw something out. Somebody had said something about working on the 6-1 repeater, said it needs some maintenance. And I don't know who the custodian of the repeater is, but just let them know I'd be willing to volunteer some time if it's on a Saturday or something to maybe come up to the mountain and help out. I'm not good at climbing towers, but I could do what I could.
Well, I can tell you who the repeater custodian is. That's Johnny Allison, WD4DYH. He's a repeater custodian, and he's also the repeater committee that works on repeaters and all of that. He's got a group of guys that help him. Dave Watson, W4DJW, is one. I can't remember Landon's last name, but it's KG4WNP. Landon helps him do the climbing and stuff. But I'm sure they'd be willing to let you know if they were going up on a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much time. I know y'all had a conversation going, so I'll let you get back to that conversation. But I'll have to give them a way to get in touch with me.
Send me an email and I'll relay it to them. Or Johnny's probably good on QRZ. I know Dave is. If you want to shoot him an email, you can go that route.
Well, sounds good. Then I'll have to see what I can do. But anyway, just thought I'd let you know that. Y'all carry on. I don't remember the other person's call, but mine's KC4SKD. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Take care. And KO4NUE, that's Chad. And KN4VWA, that was Steve, he was in there. And KO4QLG, Chris, was in there for a little bit. I don't know if there's anybody left, but I'm still mobiling towards the house. So we'll talk at you later. Have a great afternoon, and you be careful out there. KC4SKD, KI4DOS, mobile.
KO4NUE. Hey, Gary, listen, one thing I was going to tell you before you left was when you get home, if you got a, you know, good-sized cotton rag or something, saturate that thing with some kind of oil and poke it down that gin pole, the side for the gin pole that holds the gin pole, because that, at that kind of tolerance, if you get any kind of flash rust in there, it's going to be just a hateful as all get out getting it on the gin pole when you need it. So just keep your oily rag in there and keep the rust out of it.
I will do that. I've got all kinds of cotton rags there at the house. I'll have to go out to the barn to get some kind of lubricant because Joy get mad if I use cooking oil or mayonnaise.
I do. Just take it on in the house and put it on the kitchen table. Put you a couple of, you know, candles or tea lights on it and tell her that's the new center fixture for the kitchen table. And then just, you know, light one of the candles, see what she says.
You know what she would say, and I didn't fall off a turnip truck today. I might have fell off of it yesterday, but I didn't fall off a turnip truck today. I'll just leave it in the truck till I take it out there to the barn and get the mast pipe and all that other stuff. I'll just put all that tomorrow. Put that beam together and see what it is and go from there. See if I can find a piece of aluminum out there in the barn and fix that Ringo Ranger too. Get it all set up to where it'll work again. But no, I'm not going to use that for a centerpiece.
I tried. But anyway, listen, I'm going to clear on out. I meant to do that before you left, but I didn't get a chance to. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. KO4NUE, be safe, Gary. I enjoyed it. 73.
Enjoyed it thoroughly. We had a great time, and we'll do it again. Maybe next time I'll do a little more out there in the shop. You won't have to do all the work by yourself. Anyway, you take care. Talk at you a little bit later, and I'm going to continue on mobile to the house. Well, no, I'm not. I got to stop at a restaurant day up here. I called Joy, and she told me what she wanted for supper. So I'm gonna, since it's Thursday and it's eat out on Thursday,
I'm going to go get her what she wants to eat, and we'll go from there. Take care there, young man. We'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, KI4DOS Mobile.
Hello, Gary. N4, is that LK?
KO4NUE, I just going to remind you, I know you get busy and all, but today is Thursday. It's not Friday. I know you get that mixed up sometimes, but I just wanted to remind you.
Yeah, well, I needed that reminder. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're still on here. I was just going to tell you, I got a J-pole up now on the end of my roof. Chris comes in almost full quieting when he checks into the repeater on input, when he checks into the net, and I can get Gary about an S5 to an S6 on the input. So there's two that I know I can hit Simplex.
Well, we do the next one. You want me to put you on the list?
And I'm prepared for it now. Last time I was trying to get prepared for it at the last minute, and I got home late and just kind of screwed everything up. So yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to be a part of it.
We'll probably do it next 4 or 5 weeks or so. We're going to give everybody about 2 weeks heads up. So we'll add you to the list and see what happens.
And we'll be out of town next week, but I know you're not doing it next week. Just letting you know for anybody wants to know. N4 said okay.
Jane, have 73-foot, have a safe one. Talk with you later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Leave your doors unlocked so I can go in there and get me some new ham equipment.
Everybody knows now, right? Let's see. The Rottweiler will still be there, and he's trained very well, so go for it.
I take my female German Shepherd up there, and she ought to be coming into season about that time, so that Rottweiler won't be a problem.
Right off now, hang on. If that's too loud, huh? Anyway, but yeah. I'll make sure the doors are locked up very well, and anything else I need to keep locked up.
I'd like a plan. I was just peeking at you, of course. I just... You announced that you wasn't going to be there, and I said, that's a good opportunity. So, anyhow, I've got to stop here at the restaurant to pick up my bride some supper. I'm going to go in through the drive-thru, so I'll be back just a little bit. If you're still out riding around in your UPS truck, we'll holler at you again. N4ZLK, KI4DOS Mobile.
Alex just dropped a little dinner for me, too. And I'm picking up a trailer here, so I'll be out of the cab for a few minutes. And 4ZLK.
4TSW monitoring.
Hey, Skeks, you out walking the dog now?
Well.
Making it into the repeater right yet?
We do well. Let me get past these trees. Okay, and 4TSW.
I can hear you. You're good.
KO4HKX. Here are those Bradford pears, and they're pretty thick, and I guess it's knocking me from getting to the repeater.
Deal. You just get by them, you're good.
Well,
I'm past the Sandy Flats now. Good for a while this afternoon.
Yeah, until I got to the house, which that was nice. It was really good to talk to him. I miss talking to him.
I mean, it's good to hear him back on the radio.
We just got to get together, but it just seems like life just gets in the way, you know?
But the planet and whoever can make it will make it, and those that can't, we'll try again next time.
And his wife, we're going to have to get together sometime.
Andrew, face to face.
Time for me. Guys.
Picture of him on his Facebook page, but I've not met him face to face yet.
Went from the wire man last night, so hopefully it'll be here. Probably tomorrow, I would imagine.
No further than he's shipping it, I would assume so.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to, I know he'd go out of his way and meet me there on Saturday and that, but I hate to do that. So I just figured I'd just spend the $8 to ship it.
You'd probably spend more than that in gas driving up there.
But it's a nice drive.
Like I said, unless you got other business up that way, it's hard to justify it anymore.
But you can, when you look at all the connectors and that he has, it's like, man, that's a lot of stuff.
For HKX, I may have to ride up there one Friday and just check it out and see what's going on.
The truck down there at the bottom, and then just walk up the hill. I wouldn't drive the truck up the hill for sure.
Look, it's so big, it's hard to get into a few places. And people don't realize how much wider it is when you start turning, how much more room it takes up.
Somebody's got a little dog, and it's freaking out, so I've got to hold on to mine a little bit hard.
Around, I'm... Like I said, I just driving up there, just past the four-way stop there.
24th of next month, I'm gonna, it's a Friday, I'm gonna take off and go pick up the daughter and granddaughter in Kentucky, and then go ahead and bring them back down here for a week. And then we're gonna have a surprise 80th birthday party for Susan's mom.
Then you can teach her some radio stuff too.
I work. He found another job. This is, I guess, his third one this year.
Places, you run out of places.
Yes, and it's like he. So he was at Amazon, but then he was just all depressed. Thought he was, might commit suicide. So then he. They canned him, and then he worked at a gasket place, but they got raw material problems. I have to think about it a minute.
I'm calling someone to jump out. I'll say 73s now, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Yes, KN4TFW.
Alright, QK, bubble.
KN4TFW.
Name here is Dave. I live over in Dickinsville.
I live in Greer. I'm currently out in the ball field walking the dog.
Walking the dog. I was walking my Golden the other day, and we had a pit bull encounter. I was lucky the pit listened to me, and my dog didn't get hurt too bad.
The church owns two ball fields over by me, and they got a big field that's not cut, so we just walk out in the field.
Fletchburg walk not too far from the house. Might start taking them over there, over to that area there, and get a couple more photos of the pit being loose, so the county will do something about it.
Yes, and you know, if you're going to have a dog, you need to take care of it and keep it under control.
Pits, and they keep them all on long chains and stuff, and this one has been getting loose lately.
I ain't too much on keeping a dog on a chain. If they're not family members, you know, inside, you know, it just isn't worth having them.
Get a mane, sort of phrase to make a mane when they're on a chain their entire life. And some little kid wanders in the perimeter of that chain, and they'll leave that kid alive because they can territory that little circle.
Get that territory, and that, like you said, a little kid, and it's a little kid. Well, I mean, that grown lady the other day just got dismembered.
Here in Abbeville.
I had, you know, like a dozen dogs. It's like, that, you know, unless you're racing them or doing something with them, that's too many dogs, too many animals for sure.
Animal charges up on them now. They're going to charge them. He was in court and stuff.
I mean, I had a dog, and it was an inside dog, and it was a pretty good dog, and it reached out to grab somebody one time, didn't hurt him, just kind of grabbed him and that, and I just went ahead and had it put down.
In rule that I go by, man of the dog, bite somebody, I won't, that's the line crossed for me for a dog, especially if you got a big dog. Yeah, big dogs are very dangerous because they got that fire in their mouth.
He had a chow for 10 years, and then the grandkids were born, and they ended up having to live with us, and bought the newborn home, and the baby carrier stood on the floor, and the first thing the dog did was growl at it. And I tried to convince myself to be okay, but I just couldn't do it, so we had to put her down.
When I was a kid, we raised German Shepherds, which seemed like the dog of choice when I was a kid. As an adult, I have Golden Retrievers. I'm on my second Golden Retriever. First one, she lived for 13 and a half years, and I have a boy now. He is before this October.
Boy, she's a sooner. Her mom was right. Catahoula. She was just like a Catahoula. She, five different colors of brown and black.
Yeah, I think you had a little bit of wind in your microphone there. Probably from your air conditioning in the car, maybe?
I feel it's pretty breezy over here.
The angle of the radio and the wind, that's what was getting it.
Yeah, put my back to the wind to be able to talk.
They announced at the Ham Fest, and I don't imagine too many new products being announced because of a chip shortage, so there'll be very, maybe software announcements. I don't think real hardware coming out.
That's what would be new, because like you said, you probably can't get it. I mean, for work, I've had some Motorola radios on order for 8 months, and they keep delaying them.
Work with a lot of Motorola, stuff like that. I ran Elmar office over in Germany. Had like 2 million. It's hard to keep track of. Maintain all the Motorola radios for Ramstein, Kaiserslautern area.
Radios. I work at a chemical plant, so you got to have the ones that are what do they call them, intrinsically safe.
Where they don't spark and set off flames and stuff in a gas environment.
And you got to pay attention to everything you order for that place.
Well, YQK, and if I remember correctly, we had to have them inspected either twice a year or once a year.
We've had ours inspected. I mean, they've never said nothing about it. They can't keep one going long enough to get it infected.
What is it, XTS or what is it?
7550 XP, XP something.
Must have messed with Motorola radios. I know you got the Motorola radios. They were very good.
I'll be here in just a minute. I got to go back behind some really thick trees, and this little rubber duck gun here ain't going to get the job done. So I'll say 7-3s, and it was awesome to have QSO with you. Look forward to doing it again. And you have an awesome evening. KN4TFW.
I'm Teddy Trees. This is KJ4YQK Mobile.
KO4CEF Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Doing, Ken? You out walking the dog, or are y'all going out for supper?
And the dog, almost back to the house. I'm behind a bunch of trees if I break up.
Just a little bit, but it's still completely understandable.
On the ride in today.
So how was your work today? Was it all right?
It was busy. Went by quick. That was a good thing.
Yeah, I know. I'll be ready for tomorrow to go back quick. Now I get home, get packed, and be ready to get on the road in the morning.
Just leaving out.
Trying to talk the wife into getting on the road about 7, 7.30. That way we can be down there about noon.
Until about 3, right?
No, they are supposedly, I think my wife paid like $25, and that's supposed to allow us to check in at noon. I mean, it wasn't that busy down there on the side we're staying on, so we should be fine to get checked in early.
Denver's got a mulberry tree, and this thing is covered up, and looks like they're ripe.
Oh, that'd be good. We need to pick you a couple of them then.
I thought it was a blackberry tree.
who'd have bought me a raspberry bush at Lowe's, and I still ain't got it in the ground yet. I don't want to do it before we go out of town, so I'm going to try to wait till we get back and then get it put in. And hopefully have some raspberries by summertime.
And I planted some of those, but they run underground and just pop up, and it's like, man, it's like trying to keep kudzu under control.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to have me a couple fruit trees or something. That way you can go outside and pick some fruit. I don't always know what would do good around here besides peaches, but obviously you can get those. And I don't know. I'd like to have a couple different kinds if I could. I don't know if you said anything. I didn't hear anything that time around.
Got a plum tree.
What kind of tree?
Uniform Mike.
You say plum tree. I think that's what you said. I really... the first part is getting cut off. I guess it's the echo link.
Yep, Roger, plum tree. Hey, I'm going to say 73, and I'll catch up with you probably in the morning. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, you have a good evening. You and the wife have a good evening, and I definitely hope we'll holler at you in the morning. I'll be in the wife's car, but I'll either use Echo Link or I'll put a little antenna on top of the car, but I'll definitely talk to you then. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.